This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump joined British Prime Minister Theresa May and other world leaders for a D-Day commemoration ceremony in the southern British city of Portsmouth today. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In Portsmouth, where many Allied troops began their trip across the English Channel to the Normandy beaches, a ceremony marking the invasion that helped free Europe from Nazi Germany.
Our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor.
President Trump reading from a prayer Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered to the nation in 1944 as the invasion was underway, what FDR called a struggle to preserve civilization. The focus tomorrow shifts to France, and surviving D-Day veterans like John Rahn have been making a final trip to salute the fallen.
It's a last hurrah.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth also took part in the commemorations, offering a personal thank you.
It is with humility and pleasure, on behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
President Trump is now in Ireland on his first visit to the country as president. In a rare confrontation, Republican senators are declaring deep opposition to President Trump's threatened tariffs on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
But it's unclear if they have the votes to stop the president. All sides, including officials from Mexico meeting with Trump negotiators in Washington this week, remain hopeful that high-level talks will ease the president away from his threat. The tariffs are scheduled to be imposed on Monday. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S.-based